Good afternoon. I'm Mike Duff, contributing editor for IHA-affiliated news site Homepage News and your host for the Inspiration Theater. Today, Cassandra Gagnon is here to help us understand, as this session entitles, the power of cross-industry collaboration. Collaborations have become more important and diverse in business, with homewares and gifting brands striking up partnerships to create fresh product collections and alliances, which can help companies reach new audiences and hold on to the interest of existing customers. Cassandra is an experienced strategist at WGSN, a global authority on trend forecasting, and will provide an overview of key strategies for marketing and maintaining these collaborations, as well as providing best-in-class examples where teaming up had a winning result. Cassandra, if you please.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. We are going to keep it fun today. It has been a long 3 days. It is the last session of this theater, so we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to see a lot of really great products, talk about some really fun collabs, but there are some key takeaways and strategies throughout to make sure you can take it back to your brand, too. So, just so you know, this does come based on a piece of content that we already have live on our site, and that QR code, which will be at the end as well, will lead you to be able to download a sample. If you are a client of ours, it is also already live on the site, and I can make sure it gets to you. So no worries if you can't get it now. We'll have it at the end, and you can always step up, because again, we're not the last one, so there'll be no rush. So real quick, why me? Why am I telling you this? Who are we? And this is WGSN. So if you're unfamiliar with us, we are a trend forecasting agency, as Mike mentioned. We are here to help our clients really not only discover the next trends, but make sure that they are adopted at the right time for your business. You know, there's an entire trend cycle, a curve, a wave, however you want to refer to it, and we help you hit those points no matter who you are or what your specialty is. We have the interiors platform, which is all across pets, kitchen and tabletop, bed and bath, anything that you could imagine, gifting, holidays, that's all within interiors, and WGSN also has verticals for all the other major industries as well. So, like I just said, and a few numbers. We have been around for 25 years. So a 25-year record of really helping you guys out, and it's a good one to boot. We all love some numbers, so a few more numbers is that we have 250-plus in-house analysts, strategists, editors, data aficionados, honestly, all around the globe. We are in every single continent except Antarctica, just the way it goes. And we have 38 cities that we represent across those six continents that we really have in-depth on-the-ground coverage, whether it be retail, shows, etc. Across all of our platforms, every single team has representation in all of the major regions, APAC, LATAM, NAM, EMEA, you name it. So we truly are a global force here to help you out. And today, our agenda is first establishing why cross-industry collaboration specifically. What is the difference between, you know, working with someone that you're more aligned with and really branching out, and what can really drive value through that? Then we're going to go into six directions that really help you hone in on how to apply these cross-industry collaborations. There will be the artist spotlight, fashion connection, kid out licensing, retail and hospitality, summer launches, and low-key luxury. So, without further ado, why cross-industry collaborations? Three takeaways on why this drives a lot of value for your brand in these partnerships. Number one is to offer novelty in a saturated market. Though we all know there's a lot of noise in today's home and interior market, whether it's how many brands launch on the daily, we have so many big mass retailers, independent brands, there's a lot of noise as far as volume. Social, there is more noise on social than ever across all the different platforms. And honestly, even within like editors and getting your PR pitch out there and making sure that it's actually represented, their inboxes are fuller than ever. So there's a lot of noise, and this can help you offer novelty within that saturated market. I kind of think of it like this. You have a color launch. That sounds great. A new color for your product. We love that. However, now we have a color launch where it's in collaboration with that cool new cream beauty brand based on their trending lip oils. That's going to the top. So it's really about creating that novelty and breaking through that noise. And that's how you're going to do it. Next, we're going to expand to new audiences. They're probably the most obvious one on there. When you partner with someone else, you get access to their audience. Now, why specifically cross-industry? When you're working with someone alongside you in the industry, there is always going to be that balance between, you know, you're sure you're going to be gaining some of their audience, but they might be gaining some of yours as well. By going cross-industry, there's much more room to collaborate without that overlap and not as much risk as accidentally kind of getting lost in the mix there. And finally, we have creating urgency with limited drops. Drop culture, still super successful as a business model. Definitely been represented more in fashion in past years, but really becoming even more important within interiors. And honestly, the only downside of them to really keep in mind is drop culture and reselling. So whether it is a new customer who wants to try your product for the first time because of this cross-industry collaboration, or a loyal one who's always excited for your next launch, when they get to the store and the shelf is empty because someone came in at 6 a.m. and bought them all, they're not going to be happy. When they go on the site 2 seconds after launch and they are all gone, they're not going to be happy. So something really important to keep in mind here is any of those retail strategies that mitigate those drop sellers. So whether that's having a limit on in-person purchases or having the back end of your website to block bots from buying all of those up. Just something important to keep in mind as we continue talking about these limited drops.
Yep.
So our first concept here is the artist spotlight. It's perhaps what we think of most initially when we think cross-industry collaborations and some of those more unlimited drops. And the way we're going to do this is starting off each time with some of these really nice examples. I'll take you through them, and then we'll get into the key strategies and takeaways after. So first, within this artist spotlight, it's really important to note that these create collectible items. We're always really looking into the concept of future heirlooms. So younger generations buying these products that might be more investments, but they really plan on keeping it for years to come and even handing it down onto their next generations. That's why we can see some of these collaborations that are a little bit more high-end, like the cookware. So taking a look at that, on the top middle here, we have Xander Schlechter and Great Jones. So Xander is interesting because they're probably the most like cross-industry here in the sense that typically their work really deals with a lot of textiles, but their style is known for very fun, bold, geometric prints, patterns, and compositions. So extrapolating some of those and putting it on the fun colors of Great Jones, amazing synergy. They're both bright, bold, fun, engaging, and now you have a very design-focused piece. You know, when we look at a lot of kitchen storage and the open kitchen storage and having even just oven to table pieces, it's a beautiful display piece as well. Again, that collectible angle. On the bottom left, we have Areaware with Pat Kim, a great industrial artist who feels very on brand for Areaware. Sometimes it can be more like bringing someone on to just work on the product specifically, not adapting their style for yours. It can be that simple if they have that kind of background already. We see the same with Hal Haynes and Clevering on the bottom middle here. So he does a lot of tile work and ceramics. So bringing in this house is a butter dish, by the way. Very cool. Having a great little like hosting and tabletop item there. And the thing is, we can bring in a lot of accessibility with these artist spotlights too. Yes, we have those future heirloom investment pieces like the cookware, but something like a cheese or butter knife, a butter dish, a little candle holder, a much more accessible price point, and it truly does feel like an actual work of art, not just a functional item for the home. So you get to offer your consumer beautiful pieces of art at an accessible price point as well. So that brings us into our key strategies. The first is to expand hype. There's a lot of artists, you know, that are having great moments across social media with a specific type of project. If you recognize that style of line of cut print on that first pop there, there's this amazing artist, Anastasia Inciardi, who has been going absolutely viral for her little line of cut print vending machines. So any of these beautiful, one-of-a-kind little line of cuts, you can go into a store, go up to the vending machine, and it will cost you 4 whole quarters. So they have been absolutely flying off the shelves. People are selling them out of these retail stores that she's partnering with all the time. And to capitalize on some of that hype that they are seeing, Goldilocks, the cookware brand, took her in and used those line of cut styles to brand onto a beautiful piece of cookware. So similar to what we saw with Great Jones, that future heirloom investment, but capitalizing on hype and taking that accessibility and making it into that future heirloom, but we can also do the reverse. So next, we're moving on to exploring global artisanship. So this, you know, everyone really loves the really rich history behind these craft techniques that we are seeing, and especially from a global perspective. So it's really helping you appeal to a broader regional range, because a lot of you will have clients all over the globe. So we're really leveraging the local and really connecting with your consumer when you look at some of these more like niche global techniques, whether we are looking at like Nordic knits or we're looking to East Asia for pottery, really tapping into what is important in the craft heritage in this area and partnering with that for your pieces. Here we have Cultus Artem, Fragrance House, who partnered with artisans all around the globe to make a series of different vessel holders. Candle vessels are an amazing product opportunity for this direction. A lot of people are caring equally about how they look on the table to how they smell. And they're reusing those vessels for little trinket boxes, dishes, etc. after. So great product opportunity there. And finally, we're going to make it collectible. So this is where we bring the accessibility back into it. I hope there's some fellow Kerrygold butter stands out there, but wonderful brand. And recently, they partnered with an artist to make these adorable little stickers for water bottles, for your recipe books, to go wherever. And this could be something that's tucked in with the packaging, or it could be just a very, like, affordable item on the site as well. But that's kind of where we see the two points where you can bring in the accessibility or tap into the future heirloom. It can really go either way there. And when it comes to some of these smaller, more accessible items, we'll talk more about the following concept in Cadult licensing, but it taps into what we call glimmers. So these are these small, everyday moments of joy that just make life a little bit better, a little bit easier, when everyone could really use a fresh breath and like a nice little treat. So getting to see this adorable Kerrygold cow on your water bottle while you're trying to stay hydrated, just gonna perk you up a little bit. Next, we are moving on to fashion connection. It's no secret that a lot of the times when it comes to print pattern and color trends, interiors tends to follow fashion. So why not capitalize on it and really make sure that people can get in touch with their favorite fashion brands, bringing it into the accessory angle of interiors. So within fashion connection, one example on the top middle here is Kith paired up with Tune to create these gorgeous suitcases. I honestly debated between it going into this and low-key luxury, because they look so stunning. We have these great timeless metallics of great texture on the cover itself, and just really elevating it. Again, those nice investment pieces that people will be happy to spend on. And then we go a little bit fun with the other ones. We have the collaboration between Stanley and the fashion brand, oh my goodness, Love Shack Fancy, there we go. All of their signature florals. It's really easy to make that print and pattern connection. And when it comes to interiors, there's so many categories that are very accessory adjacent, whether it is the phone cases and headphones, luggage, portable food and drink containers. They do end up being kind of an accessory on you, even though they fall within that interior category. So that makes it really easy adjustment over from fashion brands. We also have Rachel Antonoff's collaboration with Little Beast, so you and your dog can have matching puffers. And then we also have the Susan Alexandra and Bose collection, which I absolutely adore because it brings in a DIY element as well. So she's very much known for her embellishments, her beadings, all of that really fun and funky elements. And you can bring it here to your craft element by taking these pre-designed rhinestone stickers and individual pieces and customizing your own fun pastel pair of headphones. The key strategies for this, to start, we're going to appeal to pet parents. Everyone who has a pet, that is their baby, as they should be. They are the world, and a lot of people want to match with them. And while here we're talking about from a fashion perspective, I also want to point out that this really applies to the interior products as well. In the same way that we've seen kids' products and a lot of like people buying to kind of match their interiors, and we are not talking sad beige babies here, still very fun, still very like style forward. But we're seeing that happen with the pets too, whether it's the beds, the bowls, dishes, etc. But here on the fashion angle, that really means tapping into some of those trending items and brands. Here we have Crocs for dogs. They bark. I mean, come on, you and your dog in Crocs, like who doesn't want to do that? So there's just really great opportunity here to create those matching moments that again are just going to spark so much joy for your consumer. Next, and we touched upon this with Love Shack Fancy, is the translating signature patterns. So Dolce & Gabbana has done a few collaborations now with Smeg, where they take some of their really beautiful Mediterranean-inspired prints and put it across both small and large appliances. These are great too, because if that is really your style, which I'm a sucker for anything blue and white tile, you can get the whole suite, or you can have one great little accent of luxury in your kitchen. So that is just such an easy way to apply signature fashion styles without really having to do any product redesign. Finally, we're going to make use of waste materials. It is no surprise to anyone that the fashion industry creates a lot of waste, and also the world creates a lot of waste. And they know a lot better sometimes how to handle it. They have made more innovations in some of those materials. So one way that you can go both for sustainability and that fashion connection is making use of those. So here we have Paul Smith, who collaborated with Gomi. This is a speaker. They kind of used the signature stripes of Paul Smith and made a melted effect by using recycled plastics. So those are all plastics taken from UK waste and upcycled into a gorgeous pattern for a statement speaker that, because it is those like hard recycled plastics, is also great for the outdoors. It's resistant to a lot of wear. So there's also a functionality element to it as well. Next, we're moving into kid alt licensing. So the phrase kid alt. Kids and adult together. And this can go a few ways. It can be that there's a more childlike aesthetic for adult products, or we can look at the fact that we are creating products that will appeal to both kids and adults. It can really go either way. You know, we have up here examples that, like the Ulta and Mini brands, super viral product, that very much that like surprise gifting angle as well. Everything miniature is so big right now, and this has been one of those more viral products for it, where you can go get this little mini brand ball, and inside will be one of their more popular beauty products that they carry at Ulta. So something like that, made for kids and adults alike. Something like the backpacks on the bottom middle here, this is a collaboration or licensing opportunity between Fila and Sanrio, which does Hello Kitty, as well as other great anime pieces. So that one for kids, but honestly, I would wear some of those backpacks. There are people who love those cute characters, those connections to the nostalgic. That's the main driver here, especially from the adult perspective, is that nostalgia. Obviously, kids aren't feeling a lot of nostalgia yet, but they will be one day. So definitely targeted more towards the adults. And we see that with some of the more refined products on this section as well. So on the top middle there, that is between Atari and, oh goodness, the little thing went away. Anyways, another brand who licensed it through them, but it is Atari. So the drinkware not only has the symbol on the rocks glasses, but the decanter itself is shaped like it's an Atari stick. So really looking at all different product categories here. And on the bottom left, we have Jo Malone and Paddington. You would not take a look at that right away and think, yeah, that's Paddington Bear. But the signature scents included inside, marmalade. So they really, you can really get creative with it to make it a little bit more high-end, to make it a little bit more luxury and appeal to that consumer who is still going to just feel so comforted by the fact knowing that this is, you know, supposed to be the case that he brought over with him. It's a signature scent. There's really beautiful elements to it like that. Key strategies for kid alt licensing. First is considering decorative displays. And this really taps into the fact that a lot of these product categories, we're going to be looking at games, toys, decorative figurines, and artworks as well. Any of these are going to be really easy wins, and there's not only an enjoyable element as far as interaction and getting to play a little bit as an adult too. But when it's done, when it's over, when you're putting it away for a bit, it's a beautiful display piece within the home as well. So for example, here we see Lego's licensing with Vincent van Gogh's work. So you have the sunflower pieces that you can build together and then have a version of Vincent van Gogh's work sitting on your shelf. Next, we have doubling down on retro. There's a really great opportunity here for just long-running heritage brands who really have, you know, their teeth sunk into the consumer. When you say Crayola, I think everyone in this room would say, I know what Crayola is. Like, I can associate that with the beautiful, colorful crayons. And we also have this collaboration here with Crayola and Longaberger, the baskets, and people have a really good understanding of what those baskets are as well. So when these heritage brands come together, part of you thinks, why didn't this happen already? And in some cases, maybe it did, but decades ago, and it's a re-release. So that's another thing that I want to bring up, is that you don't always have to reinvent the wheel. There are so many amazing collaborations and partnerships and designs from the past that are going to have such great relevance today. The trends come back around, as we all know. So re-releasing some of these heritage ones automatically taps into this nostalgia, no need for any big product redesign, and it's really going to resonate with consumers. And finally, explore generational nostalgia. Nostalgia can be as niche as like within a few years. Sometimes it's not even an entire generation. And especially when you get to like the ends of either side, I will ask people who are a few years younger than me, like, you remember like this television show, right? And I've never felt older in my life when I hear no. So remember that there's going to be a very wide range of these niche references. So really break it down by every few years as well when we're looking at childhood favorites. Really love a lot of what Goose Creek does for their scent collaborations. This one is with Popsicle. So any of those great treats that you would get from the ice cream truck, that is what they're working on. There's Rocket Pops up there, like creamsicle bars, any of that great stuff. So we were looking at not only the generational, but we want to look at the regional as well, because the nostalgic treats and snacks, for example, of 1990s America is going to be different than 1990s Europe, even 1990s England, 1990s France. So really depending on where your market is focusing on, making sure that you're tapping into those global and regional niches too. Next, we are moving into retail and hospitality. And this similarly kind of goes one of two ways here. On one hand, we're looking at the fact that brands will go into retail and hospitality spaces and collaborate with on products that end up living within these hotels, within these restaurants, those types of things. But also, it's about bringing that hospitality back into the home as well. So taking the experience that people are used to at these spaces and having the comfort and enjoyment of it right in with your own home. So that's what we see here. And on the bottom left, scent is very big for this, as we'll see in the key strategies. And these are the fragrance brand Cydia with restaurants from Don Angie. So they have Alfresco and Saucy. So great Italian restaurant. How can we really capitalize on that? Because as we'll talk about, it's not like you're just going to be like meatball scented, you know? It very much is about those experiences. So now you can have the experience of your favorite restaurant and you're transported right in your own home. Maybe while you're cooking an Italian meal, maybe while you're just daydreaming of a getaway. On the top middle here, we have Off-White and Casa Giandal. So they did this collaboration called Switch Off, just all about switching off everything that's happening in your brain and truly really relaxing. So they have these gorgeous beach towels and other outdoor accessories to really encourage that relaxation and just a really punchy outdoor look for the hospitality space. On the right here is the lightest signature and custom work by Harbor for Elephant. And they have all of the great furniture. You see the chairs in there with the geometric effects and some of that really nice warm leather that complements the decor we see in the background and the kind of Mediterranean elements of like the blues and the glassware on the tabletops as well. So that's one of those just right in the hospitality space collaborations. And finally, on the bottom middle here, we have Mado Coffee at the Provider Store. So this is also about bringing in all of these cross-industry items into a retail space. So at Mado Coffee, they have set up this pop-up called the Provider Store, where they are bringing in all of these different brands, fun little one-off collaborations, and we'll be just curating them all into this great retail space. So that's another opportunity, an option when we're looking at this concept as well. And as far as the key strategies goes, the first one is to get sensational. So like I was saying with the Don Angie example, partnering with food and drink brands, if we're looking at that, fragrance is one of the easiest ways to just quickly translate it over. And this can either be with some of the signature dishes, beverages, and ingredients, or about creating that overall spatial vibe as well. Here we have East of Earl of East, who collaborated with Blank Street on a candle to celebrate the launch of their blueberry matcha. So there's a really beautiful scent in there. And WGSN does have a lot of great information on the home fragrance and like where some of those directions are going. And some that I feel like really tie into this that we're looking into for 2025 is some really great rich gourmand scents. A lot of those very like dessert inspired fragrances are doing really well. We have a lot of great like rich spices, especially paired with fruits that are right for the holidays that would tap into this. And also earthy vegetal. We all see like the tomato leaf candles at this point, and they're really going to continue to expand into things like artichoke, any of those like great earthy vegetables, beets that are just really going to hit your nose and create something special and bring the outdoors in at the same time. So those are some great little like call outs as far as fragrance directions. Next, we have setting the table. Tabletop is a very easy translation between these two, especially when we are looking at dining in a restaurant space. And there's a really great opportunity here to kind of go back and forth with this. Because on the one hand, you want your tabletop products within these restaurants. And then you turn around, and after everyone loves seeing all these beautiful signature plates and tablescapes in the restaurant, you bring it home. You say, great, and now you can purchase it for the home as well. And then you'll probably lose a few salt and pepper shakers from your restaurant too. So that is setting the table. And finally, we have creating hospitality at home. So this is really big when we're looking at anything related to wellness and self-care in the home. So bed and bath, we're looking at bedding, pillows, towels, robes, any of those wellness elements, really bringing those hospitality partnerships into the home to create those moments of luxury that they would receive elsewhere. Next, we are looking at summer launches. So summer as a season is a wonderful time to really launch these creative collaborations. People are looking for something new. They want to refresh. They are re-emerging. Spring's over. Winter's over. And it is time to enjoy summer. And not only this, it also opens up more product categories that you can look into. So there's going to be more outdoor connections, whether it is pool, whether it is just outdoor entertaining, or even outdoor gear. So we see that applied here. On the top middle, we have another Little Bees collaboration, but this time with Doos and Doozin. And they have this great waterproof dog tote in the beautiful signature stripes that they have, and they have matching towels as well. So this also taps into that pet parent matching, because you can have the matching towels for you, your dog, or you with the bag. And we're having that summer specific angle to it because we're bringing in that waterproof element to make it a little bit better for the season. On the bottom left here, we see Pantone's collaboration with Nespresso. So for these great portable drink makers that they're doing for the iced lattes, the espresso martini, et cetera, they redesigned those with some of the signature colors of the summer season that year. So it can be as simple as doing those pattern and color refreshes. On the bottom middle here, we have Knox Provisions, which is a brand specifically dedicated to binoculars, especially with the rise of bird watching as a hobby. And they're collaborating with Coxapie, a like luggage and bag brand, to kind of come together where they take their signature products. Those stay the same, but we're looking at palettes that then pair together for these great outdoor moments, for these explorations, can be worn together. And again, great easy color refreshes. And lastly, we have Habitat partnering with Sanderson and the National Trust for these outdoor tabletop collections. Outdoor entertaining, huge for the summer. We'll get into that with the key strategies, but we'll be looking at these fresh collaborations. There's always going to be summer outdoor entertaining launches. So again, as we talked about why cross-industry creates value and breaking through that noise, having these collaborations also helps you break through the noise of these specific moments like summer tabletop launches. So the key strategies here, we have refreshing with seasonal color, like we were talking about with Pantone, but we also see it here with Away in collaboration with Residential Advisor. And they just do this gorgeous, like pale neon pink swirls, very great for the summer getaway. The luggage, you know, we don't automatically think of summer and luggage, but a lot of people are going on vacation, they're going on getaways. The two busy seasons, we have, you know, your winter holidays and you have your summer vacations. So a great opportunity to kind of bring that forward for a specific product call out. But again, very similar to what we saw with like the fashion connection, a quick and easy color and pattern update. And that's the thing about all of these directions that I'm taking you through is that There is no one that you only have to go down that path. They are all interconnected. There are ways to tap into multiple directions and strategies to really knock it out of the park. So as your summer launched, you could do a fashion connection to do a beautiful refreshed color or pattern. And there you go. You just hit two right there. Next, we're moving into tapping into standout events. So the summer brings a lot of great events, not only holidays, which we see in other seasons for sure, but also a lot of these big things like the Olympics. We have shown here with PetSmart, they did a Team USA little collaboration last year for Paris. As well as things like, you know, the World Cup and those sporting events, those holidays, those occasions. Great time to tap into that. And that can be through licensing with the official hosts and channels, or it can just be taking it as inspiration for a product range. Really, it can go either way. And next we have embracing outdoor entertaining. So that's what we were talking about with that Habitat collection. Home entertaining and hosting has gone from a necessity of 2020 to a luxury and a hobby in 2025. It is no longer something we have to do. It is something we're choosing to do. And people are still really loving to welcome people into their home. And we're seeing that shift a lot of tabletop applications, whether it is having a more DIY and mix and match style to the tabletop, synergy between everyday and holiday ranges. And Gen Z specifically, we've seen have a lot of great data to support that they're really hitting what we're calling their hosting era. So great opportunities across the board for summer. And here we saw Rode, the apparel brand, collaborate with West Elm. Again, their signature patterns, colors, etc. Easy translation over for summer launches as well. And that brings us into low-key luxury. And this is our last direction to get through. So this is all about creating a really special moment, and but it is not brazen. It's those everyday little enjoyments, and this is tapping into those glimmers we talked about in Kidult, as well as earlier on with the artist collaborations. So this can be done a few ways. One is that we're looking at products that aren't typically a luxury and elevating both them and therefore the experience. And we're seeing that a lot with home care fragrance. So ignoring the candles, any of that, we're looking at the laundry, we are looking at soaps and cleaners, those types of items as well, and really just making some of those practices a little bit better, a little bit easier. On the right here, we see the collaboration that Anthropology recently did with the Met. So bringing in some of those really beautiful artworks and inspirations of Art Deco and applying it to some really lovely tabletop and entertaining ranges. This is not an expensive item, but at first glance, you might not know that due to those wonderful like little cut glass details, the metallics. So using small CMF tweaks as well to really make it stand out. On the bottom middle here, we see how important engaging the senses is. So not only is this celebration for the senses, including home fragrance, but also tea blends as well. So really creating these moments of like low-key luxury within your own home, within your daily routine. And if you combine some of these different elements of the senses, it can really create a more immersive experience that'll really resonate as well. And going back into some of the functionality we see on that on the top middle here, which Lewich and Hatchman. And all of these like bucket designs have multiple purposes, and they look so gorgeous. They come in an array of colors with this great ribbing on the side and the really like refined hardware. And it can be a bucket for when you're working on gardening. It can be an outdoor stool or table. There's a really great lot of options, but no matter how you're using it, it's a very beautiful little piece. So moving into key strategies, again, we're expanding that home care fragrance. So this is looking, we've seen a significant investment shift towards the home care fragrance market. Our beauty team has seen it as well. So we've really been collaborating across how does that look. So again, that's across soaps, detergents, and cleaning supplies. People, honestly, at this point, like smell like the lemon fresh and honestly might be like, I can't do this, you know? It does not bring up good memories of having to clean much. So if you can create these fragrance moments in unenjoyable activities and, you know, things no one wants to do, I'm so much more likely to head to the laundromat if it's going to make my home smell beautiful instead of like vaguely lavenderish, you know? So great investment point there. The next, probably the most obvious when we're thinking of low-key luxury, is investing in premium CMF. So any of that color, material, and finished elements. The most like straightforward one is a lot of the metallics that we see, whether it's the more like demure brasses that add a little bit of like that retro worn look, or some of those very like bold, high shine silvers and golds. And on the other side of it though, there's also the point that artisan looks can have that same luxe appeal to it. So it doesn't have to be on that glam side, which huge with a lot of the tinted glass and those metallics we talked about, but we can also look at just beautiful ceramics with really lovely glazes too. There are multiple ways to look at this, some really great rich wood. So the luxury element doesn't have to come just from glam. There's a lot to look at here. And finally, we're creating functional luxuries. We're really adding something special to these products. I love here this little example of when Stanley collaborated with Elf Beauty, and you have the little lippers that clip right onto your water bottle. So as you're out on your hot girl walk, or however you want to refer to it, you also have your little lip oil right there. So really just making sure that you are creating these really nice moments of joy. It's these glimmers that, again, really connect a lot of these cross-industry collaborations, which is why they create so much noise and really stand out within the market. Oh, another great example of these functional luxuries is one of the reasons why we've seen such a rise in a lot of charms on everything. We've seen like the purse one, sure, but it's making their way into home wares as well. I've even seen some really great DIYs where people are adding charms to the bolt to go across their door. So really bringing in really wonderful moments of safety and functionality, but something really beautiful, and it makes it a little bit more luxe and lovely looking and doesn't just feel like such a chore. So that is low-key luxuries. And that brings us to the end of the presentation. And if you want to get in touch, it has my email up there. I will be here after we get to questions in a second. And feel free to come up and grab that QR code for that download of sections of this report as well.
Does anyone have any questions? Well, actually, let me kick it off.
Please.
What's very interesting to me right now is that a lot of consumers who are considering their homes are a little bit more sophisticated. They have access to a lot of ideas online. But for product developers, there's always a lot of risk in a new product. Mm-hmm. But the combination of something that's well-established in another industry brought over, and we're seeing a lot of retailers do this, is an opportunity not only to create something either more beautiful or more functional, or else, from the perspective of product development, it mitigates risk.
Yeah.
And do you talk to the people you're working with about risk mitigation, and not only as a general topic, but where they can get the safest investment, like if you were a drinkware company or you were a furniture company, you know, how does that discussion go?
Absolutely. So WGSN has this wonderful tool called the Trend Investment Projection. And it really, when I mentioned at the beginning that we help your brand know when to pick up on these trends as well, that's what we're really looking at. And that's how we're going to mitigate risk, is knowing that this is the right trend for you, and you know, based on your consumer and your consumer's like readiness to go a little bit more trend forward, when this is going to work for you. So it starts with our like test, invest, expand, and protect. So that test is those very new elements. Those are going to be a lot more design forward. So if you have a consumer who's not as ready to take those on, that's not the stage for you. At the invest space, it's getting a little bit more trendy. There's a little bit more buzz around it. Some of those like key gifting items that you might see, but those still might be hard to immediately capitalize on. That's your next. That's more of like, say, like your Urban Outfitters, where there's like some trend forward there, but not fully innovative yet. Expand is when we're really seeing it rise. That's when it's really going to that next step. And that's where a lot of people are really keen to adopt that. And finally, our protect. And that's a lot of the perennial updates and the much more safe long-term investments. So that's how WGSN kind of puts it together. And that's implemented throughout a lot of our content, whether it's our far out forecasts or our closer to date buyers briefings and core item updates. So.
Is there any other questions? Well, in that case, Vendor, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by.
Yeah.
That's our presentation. Take care.